108 years ago today, after several months of preparations, and all good things need preparation, including those things of our spiritual life, the Blessed Mother came down from heaven and appeared to the three children of Fatima in Portugal. And she announced many wonderful things, but also foretold many horrible things. And of course, World War I was about to end, but she foretold there would be an even more horrible, more terrible war that would erupt, and many millions would die. And she also foretold that there would be lights in the heavens that would foretell this particular event. And there were, in the late 1930s, all over Europe, unusual, because usually it's only in the Scandinavian countries, all over Europe, the aurora borealis was seen. Natural, but supernatural. And so today, we celebrate here, in this, her shrine, this, our shrine, our parish, where we are fed the food of life, spiritually, in the Word of God, in the mysteries that we celebrate, the wonderful mysteries that we celebrate in the sacraments, especially in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, but also, most especially, in the physical food that we receive, for which the children were also prepared by the angel, that is Holy Communion. And so today we rejoice that we celebrate this Mass in honor of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. It is also in the traditional calendar the feast of a great doctor of the Church, St. Robert Bellarmine, a Jesuit doctor of the Church who wrote many, many things, especially against the Protestant heresies. I do not know if he is the baptismal patron of the new Pope, because his first name is Robert, but it may be very well. But either way, you could pray to him for Pope Leo XIV. Leo XIV, may he, by the choice of his name, portend to do much, much in honor of our Lord and of our Blessed Mother, and bring many graces to all of us. I remind you today, in a very special way, for those who are here and who pray to this particular image, a miraculous image of Our Lady of Fatima, you may obtain, under the usual conditions, a plenary indulgence, that is, the forgiveness of all your purgatory. It's a wonderful gift that the Church gives, and it's a wonderful gift that our own bishop has given to us when he created us a shrine of Our Lady of Fatima. So we give thanks to God for all these wonderful blessings. In addition, we pray for many good things and wonderful changes that would come, and improvements and restoration of the faith, of the Church, of the sacraments, of the Mass, from the new Holy Father. Again, it is also, as I mentioned Sunday, almost everyone has confirmed that, at least until recently, and I'm sure he will be doing so too in his private chapel, as he has gone back to the Apostolic Palace where the Pope is supposed to live. There in that chapel, which is always Ad Orientem, by the way, I have celebrated Mass there, and I've concelebrated Mass with St. John Paul II there. There he probably will celebrate the traditional Latin Mass in private, if not in public, and hopefully soon he will celebrate it in public and give a good example to the whole Church, who looks up to him on these very special days. In the meantime, let us pray to Our Lady of Fatima. Let us make reparation for sins, our sins and the sins of all mankind. Let us pray the rosary each day, and especially the rosary on the first Saturday of every month, and to go to confession and receive communion, especially on the first Saturday of every month, which we celebrate so wonderfully here. But especially today, we celebrate this day on which she chose to come down for the first time 108 years ago. May she bless us and beseech her beloved and divine Son, Jesus Christ, to fill us with many graces, indulgences, and blessings of all kinds, and especially the conversion of sinners, an increase of faith, increase of new members for our parish and shrine, for the children of our parish, that they may grow in the love of Christ and in the love of His most holy Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.